The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the golden age of radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
Shoulders, Jack.
Yeah, champ. When I rub them down, I do it good.
How much you bet on me to win the fight, Jackie?
All my bread and butter for a week, I bet.
Yeah? Hope you ain't gonna be hungry. Come in.
Hello, Johnson.
Hi, Mr. Edwards. That's enough for now, Jackie. Get lost.
Sure. The champ says get lost, I get lost.
How are you feeling, Johnson?
Great.
Think you can take Hollister in the fight tonight?
What do you think?
I can't afford to just think. I've got to know.
You gamblers are all alike.
Oh, no, Johnson. We're not all alike. Some of us aren't smart.
Okay. Let's have the pitch.
No pitch, Johnson. I just want you to know my syndicate is backing Hollister to win tonight.
I think I see what you mean. Nothing doing.
Look, Johnson. There's money in it for you, too.
I make my money fighting.
I want you to take a dive in the sixth round. You're going to be a nice boy and go down for the count in the sixth.
Am I?
Yeah. Either you get knocked out in the sixth or dragged out of an alley later on. See you later, champ.
And now, meet Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Hey, Jackie. Go see who that is at the door, will you?
Yeah, the door. Sure, champ, sure. Yeah?
Is this Bob Johnson's dressing room?
That's right.
Hey, is that Boston Blackie out there?
Yeah, Bob, can I come in?
Sure, pal, why not?
Yeah, the champ says come in, you come in.
How are you, Blackie?
Fine, Bob, and you?
In the pink. What's up?
Well, there's some talk going around, Bob. I've heard rumors that fight's been fixed.
Is that so?
Is it, Bob?
What's it to you?
Well, I'd like to know which way to bet.
Yeah.
To be specific, Bob, I heard that you're set to take a dive in the sixth.
What are you calling me?
Nothing. I just...
Hey, Jackie, in. Open the door for Blackie. Leave it.
Sure. The champ says open the door, I open the door.
So you are fixed to take a dive, huh?
Get out of here, Blackie, or I'll forget we used to be friends.
Go ahead and forget. You've apparently forgotten you used to be a clean fighter.
What I do in the ring is my own business. A scram.
Taking a dive is pretty rotten, Bob.
Maybe a good punch in the face will shut that yap of yours.
That's throwing the right in there, champ. You knocked him down, you knocked him.
You want more, Blackie? I think maybe you'll be sorry you clipped me, Bob.
That a champ can sure punch, huh?
Great guy you're handling, Jackie. You look any non-professional in town.
Beat it, Blackie, and stay out.
The champ says to beat it, Blackie. You beat it.
Close the door, Jackie. Don't let that rat in here again.
I'll be seeing you, Johnson. Wow.
Hello, Blackie.
Oh, Inspector Faraday. Now my evening's perfect.
Just give me time, Blackie. I'll think of something to spoil it. What's the matter with your jaw, Blackie?
The same thing that'd be the matter with yours if Bob Johnson tagged you.
What'd you try to do, Blackie? Tell him how to fight?
I'll write you a letter. Only that wouldn't do any good, would it? Who'd read it to you?
Very unfunny. You gonna watch the fight?
No.
That's good. Then I can go and see it and enjoy myself. Well, this Johnson-Hollister battle ought to be a good one.
Maybe not good, but interesting.
Yeah? What does that mean?
Did you see who just went into Hollister's dressing room? Johnson's handler, Jackie. Just what does that mean?
What kind of information have you got, Jackie?
I'm telling you, I got it, Mr. Beckley. I got it.
Get on back to Johnson's dressing room, Jackie, and tell him I'll break his jaw in a ring tonight. Now, beat it. You're having dreams again.
Oh, Mr. Hollister, I ain't dreaming. I got information.
What kind, Jackie?
The kind of course, though.
You're my manager, Beckley. You pay the bills.
Here's half a C note, Jackie. I'll spill it.
Hey, thanks. It's 50, huh? 50.
Spill it, Jackie. What do you know?
Johnson's fixed to take a dive in the sixth. Yeah, the sixth.
What? How do you know?
I just know. I heard him and Mr. Edwards.
Here's another 50. Keep your mouth shut.
Another? Sure, I'll shut up.
Now scram out of here, quick.
Thanks, Jackie. Thanks a lot.
Sure, I don't tell nobody nothing. I don't tell nobody.
Nobody.
Don't forget.
Sure.
Oh, Joe. What do you know about that?
So Johnson's fixed to take the count in the sixth, eh?
Looks like we're in, huh?
In, kid. We're in the chips. I'm putting every last cent I got on you, kid. I love that, Jackie. I love Johnson. I love you. It's a wonderful world. I could go out and kiss somebody.
Save it, Joe. Save it till we see Johnson kiss the canvas.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're here tonight for the broadcast.
Turn the radio down just a minute, will you, Carol?
Still
on the wire, Harry?
Sure, Mr. Edwards.
How are the odds we're getting to New Orleans?
Great, Mr. Edwards.
Getting them all right in Los Angeles?
Sure. And Chicago's taking 20-1 against Johnson dropping in the sixth.
Well, the fight's going into the fifth now. Won't be long before the customers get the bad news.
All set, now, boss.
Oh, sure. This is a real boat race.
I hope so, because if Johnson don't dive, and in the right round, we'll have to go.
What are you worrying about?
Nothing if you're not.
I'm not worrying about anything. I'll call you again after the sixth.
Okay.
So long.
Bye.
Turn the radio off, Carolyn. I want to enjoy every minute of this.
Sure thing.
Both fighters look to be in the best of shape. This promises to be a great fight right down to the last punch of the last
round. We'll get you that mink coat, Carolyn.
You think I don't know it?
Johnson takes the dive in the next round, honey.
Feel that mink coat already.
I want to hear this.
Johnson is after him. Hollister tries a left to the face that misses. Lands a light right that does no damage. And there's a hard right by Johnson. And a left that staggers the challenger. And they fall into a clinch. The referee moves in and breaks them apart. Hollister moves in now with a left. A right. Another left that misses, and Johnson comes back with a right, and a left that grazes the face. Hollister tries a left to the body, another left. Johnson lands a right on the jaw, and another right, and Hollister is down.
Get up.
Hollister
Get
is
up.
Down for the count of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and he's out. Johnson knocks out Hollister in 45 seconds.
Turn that radio off. Turn that radio off.
What happened? Johnson wasn't supposed to win. Didn't you say he was going to lose the fight in the sixth?
That no good double-crosser. Well, he won the fight. But maybe he's going to lose something much more important. Having a good time, Jackie?
Me, Mr. Edwards? I like fighters Johnson throws when he wins a fight. Even K.O. Hollister was invited.
I haven't seen our host around for the last half hour. Where is he, Jackie?
I thought he was with you, Carol. Maybe out on the terrace.
The champ was talking to Boston Blackie last I saw them, but I don't know where they are.
Is Boston Blackie here? Why didn't somebody tell me?
Don't get Johnson sore all over again at Blackie, Carolyn.
What's Johnson sore at Blackie for?
Blackie said Johnson was going to throw the fight tonight. Johnson laid one right on his kisser.
I hope it didn't spoil that handsome face.
It was only a lay-him-down tap.
I wish I could find the champ. I'd like to talk to him.
I wish I could find Boston Blackie. I could go for him.
Well, you don't have to go far, because here he is.
Hello, hale and handsome.
Hello, blonde and beautiful. Do you have a name?
You and Johnson made up, Blackie? You made up?
I think so.
Introduce it, someone.
Oh, Blackie. This is Carolyn Smith. Carolyn, Boston Blackie.
Hello.
How do you do? Now it's official, Miss Smith.
But take it easy, Blackie. She's the champ's special girlfriend. You've had one punch from him already.
Well, with my girlfriend Mary Wesley on vacation till next week, I wouldn't mind being knocked out for a knockout like Carolyn.
You certainly know the right things to say, Blackie.
Well, they wouldn't be if the champ heard them. Where is he, Blackie?
Last I saw him, about, I guess it was 10 minutes ago, he was out on the terrace.
Excuse me, I think I'll try to find him.
I'll go with you, huh?
No, I want to talk to him alone, Jackie. It's a personal matter.
But I'd like to hear what he's going to say to the champ.
What do you mean, Jackie?
Nothing. I got to go and make eyes at the pretty girl.
Jackie isn't so slap happy at that.
Do you make eyes at the pretty girls, Blackie?
Certainly not in a crowded room.
Where would you suggest? Terrace, perhaps?
Why not? If we find we don't like each other, there's always the view.
Hey, Blackie, has the champ come in here?
I haven't seen him, Edwards.
He wasn't out on the terrace?
No, I can't find him anywhere.
Maybe he doesn't like parties, even his own.
I'll see if I can find him.
In that case, we'll all look for him.
Now, you go ahead. I think I'll go home.
Thought you had to talk business with Johnson.
I did. It can wait.
Coming, Blackie?
No, I just noticed the time. I have to be up early. I think I'll leave with Edwards.
Oh, please don't.
Sorry, but I'd better. Wait a second, Edwards. I'll drive you uptown in my car.
Well, if you two are leaving, I might as well. May I have a lift, too?
Why not? Come on, let's all get out of here.
All right, everybody. Quiet.
We didn't get out soon enough. That's Inspector Faraday.
All right, everybody. Stay right where you are. Nobody leaves until I say so.
What's this all about?
This is Bob Johnson's apartment, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But he's not here.
Of course he's not here. Because he's in the courtyard 18 stories down. And he's dead.
Huh? What?
Yeah. And somebody in the building across the street saw him get pushed. Now, who... Well, look who's here. Blackie.
Oh, gee, I'm hurt that you didn't notice me the moment you came in, Inspector.
The minute I got to that body, I should have known you'd be somewhere around.
I remain, as always, Faraday, your faithful suspect.
Yeah, I'll attend to you later. Who was the last one here to see Johnson alive?
I think Blackie was, Inspector.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I say I'd attend to you later, Blackie. Oh, no. I'm going to attend to you now.
Inspector, you're in a rut.
Blackie, you're in a jam. I know you had a fight with Johnson early this evening.
So?
So?
I did.
You're coming down to headquarters.
Oh, Faraday, what for?
For murder, Blackie. And if I have my way, for good.